Egyptian officials have put the number of people killed during the fourth anniversary of 2011 revolution at 20. Egypt's health ministry says the victims include 19 anti-government protesters and a policeman. One of the fatalities took place in the city of Alexandria, but the others lost their lives in the capital, Cairo. Sunday clashes between police and demonstrators came after Islamic parties called for rallies against President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's government. Egypt has been gripped by political turmoil since the 2011 revolution that overthrew former dictator Hosni Mubarak. The situation got more complicated following the removal of Mubarak's successor, Mohamed Morsi, in 2013. Sisi has since laid a crackdown on Morsi supporters that left hundreds dead. Mohamed Chalabi, our correspondent, joins us from Cairo. Tell us about developments there. Mohamed Chalabi, let's not forget, you had a few thousand people actually got killed during the revolution that overthrew Mubarak. And since then, with the coup of a democratically elected government and Sisi in place, more deaths are occurring. Do you think this revolution still has a chance?
Yes, definitely, Kaveh. Absolutely. And the protests took place yesterday on the commemoration of the fourth anniversary that toppled a longtime dictator Mubarak, who ruined this country for nearly three decades, who now, along with his sons, are all free. Despite the crackdown, despite the anticipated crackdown, despite the security and legal crackdown, is a testament to this. And, you know, the protests weren't huge, but they covered much of Egypt's provinces. And they didn't just include Muslim Brotherhood supporters of the army deposed President Mohamed Morsi of the Brotherhood, but they also included a liberal stream, protesters, and also politically non-affiliated Egyptians who are realizing bit by bit that the military-backed governments and its policies will not bring about security, will not bring about stability, and will not improve Egyptians' lives. And Egyptians are suffering from daily fast deterioration of living conditions in basically all domains. The death toll, again, is scary. It's one of the bloodiest days in Egypt in the recent months. But again, there seems to be a new trend, Kaveh, in the way the resistance, which is very well alive, is taking. You have new groups like the groups calling itself the Revolutionary Punishment or Assailants Against the Coup or the Popular Resistance, claiming responsibility for some of the targeted attacks against security personnel yesterday and also against some public utilities and oil stations and water and sewage stations. And you have a statement today by the newly appointed young a Brotherhood spokesman, Muhammad Muntasir, saying that the revolution will continue, this trend will go on, and there seems to be some sort of backing away from strength is in our is in the peaceful nature of the of the revolution, the words of the Brotherhood guide Muhammad Badia, because now there is an agreement among the youth protesters who are taking the lead that they have to respond to the attacks. Listen to these statements today of Interior Minister Mohamed Ibrahim saying, quote unquote, that all those who participated in the protests yesterday were Brotherhood elements, and that all of those killed were killed by Brotherhood snipers, quote unquote. And this is really, hard to grasp or to believe. Right. The Interior Minister also said that 529 arrests were made, but despite that, you're seeing the protests continue today. They are to continue throughout the 28th of January, the commemoration of the Day of Age during that People's Revolution that ousted Mubarak, and to the 11th of February, according to the Brotherhood-led Anti-Coup Alliance. So definitely the revolution, the resistance is alive and well. But again, the crackdown, the scale of the security and legal crackdown is huge. So it remains to be seen what's going to happen. Uh-huh. But definitely there is a new trend, a new life has been injected Kaveh into the anti-government protests that want to eventually topple military rule and not necessarily reinstate Mohamed Morsi.
Thank you very much for that. Ahmed Chalabi there talking to us from Cairo.